Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Chris Marks and Dre Andrews. Chris is a barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling, and he's the owner of Three Little Pig Sauces and Seasonings in Kansas City, Missouri. We discuss Kansas City-style barbecue, Patrick Mahomes, the mystique of Arrowhead Stadium, and more. And Dre Andrews is a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the owner of Dre's Homemade Water Ice and Ice Cream. We discuss Philadelphia water ice, the city of Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, and much more. Chris and Dre are coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino. Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus. bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
The Infiniti QX50 knows you better than anyone, even your mother. How do we know that? Does your mother know what temperature to set your cabin to, or remember your exact seat position? Does your mother come with an app that syncs your phone to your vehicle? Does she know that you prefer to choose your own drive modes? Well, does she? The Infiniti QX50 knows, and now you do too. The Infiniti QX50 crossover.
Visit Infiniti of Baton Rouge in-store or online at InfinityBR.com today.
Leftovers or the DMV or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino. Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Hi, Chris Marks, Three Little Pigs, Ruffin Sauces. Today I'm going to do a quick little video on how to prepare some brisket points. We're going to prepare these points up for two separate things. We're going to do a burn-in, but also at the same time I'm going to create some that I'm going to do burn-in chili with. That point is a great, great cut to cook and smoke. So I'm going to start with a very simple preparation. I'm going to come back with my yellow mustard. I love using the yellow mustard. I'm looking to build a beautiful crust on these guys. Traditional Kansas City burgers.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And that audio that you hear is of the pit master that we're going to have on the program in just a moment. And, man, him talking about barbecue is making me hungry. When I think of Kansas City, that's one of the things that is synonymous with the city, such as jazz music and, of course, it's sports and, of course, it's barbecue. And to talk more about one of the unique qualities of Kansas City, we want to welcome to the program barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling, and he's the owner of Three Little Pigs, sauces and seasonings. Let's welcome him to the program, Chris Marks. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, One of the many things that you do best, sir, is that you are a pit master and also a griller and a smoker and an expert in barbecuing. And you hail from Kansas City, so we know one of the many things that make Kansas City great is its barbecue. In your opinion, what makes Kansas City barbecue so unique from other cities?
Well, the great thing about it is I've got to travel the world teaching barbecue. I see all kinds of barbecue. So the first thing is, all barbecue is great, but what really differentiates Kansas City versus a Texas versus a Carolina is that, man, we cook everything. We don't care. I mean, we cook pork, we cook brisket, we cook ribs, we cook chicken, we cook lamb, we cook mutton. We don't care. We don't specialize in anything. We specialize in everything.
Wow, that's interesting, right? I want to stay with, you said that Kansas City barbecue, the difference is that you guys basically will cook anything and everything. I know that there are various variations of a barbecue, but I want to ask about the sauce. What makes Kansas City's barbecue unique? Is there something, is the sauce different from other regions?
Well, that's a great question, Ed, but absolutely. Sauce is really unique to the region. So Kansas City, we're sweet, we're sugary. We like that molasses taste. You know, that's what we're all about. You look at Texas, they're more of the tarts, the vinegar, and not even, a lot of times they don't even use a sauce. You look out in Carolinas, you've got two different styles. You've got your basically Carolina style, which is a vinegar pop, and then you got your South Carolina style, which is a mustard sauce. So again, the sauce is really what makes the region more than the actual protein that you're cooking.
I want to stay with the regions for a moment. Missouri has two major cities, Kansas City and then there's St. Louis. Are there differences between Kansas City style and St. Louis style barbecue?
Oh, I didn't know there was another big city in Missouri. Oh, there is?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Actually, between St. Louis and Kansas City, it's really the sauces are pretty much the same. They do cook a little bit different. When we'll cook a pork butt, they'll cook a pork steak. So that's what St. Louis is really known for. It's really known for that great pork steak. But when it comes to everything else, they're really more on the pork side. Whereas Kansas City, being that we are really, truthfully, a beef town, we have a really more specialized in that beef side of everything.
Well, speaking of beef, let's transition back to KC Moe and Kansas City barbecue. I want to bring up something that's very unique to the region, and that's burnt ends. Can you explain to me and as well as the listeners what burnt ends consist of?
Well, basically, it's what we call barbecue gold. Okay, burnt ends is effectively the point of the brisket. So when you get a packer brisket, you have two pieces of muscle on a packer brisket. You have your flat, that's the piece that most of the people slice. Then you have that luxurious, just that unbelievable big fatty piece, the knot on the brisket, or what we call the point, or we call those the burnt ends. So the burnt end is a little bit different. We treat it a little bit different because it's a very dense muscle. So to get that great burn in, we usually smoke it to about 210 degrees, or what we call the marshmallow. We want them to feel like marshmallows.
Wow, that's interesting, right? I want to stay with burnt ends for a moment. What are the differences between burnt ends and rib tips?
Oh, great question. Well, okay. First of all, rib tip's going to come off a spare rib. That's what we're going to call the chine bone. So when we talk about the rib, a spare rib is really comprised of two separate muscles. It's got your chine bone, and you're going to have your rib muscle. So when you hear about St. Louis cut ribs, that's with that chine bone removed. And I love rib tips. So rib tips, when I trim up my ribs, I usually cut them out. They're a big piece of cartilage, and I treat them just like a rib. They're not going to have the flavor and the zest of a burnt end because they just lack the fats and the connective tissues that burn end has. But again, they're fantastic. And we sell a lot of what we call them the tips. We sell a ton of tips out here.
Okay, now I want to bring up, you mentioned that in Kansas City barbecue, it's basically cooking just about anything and everything as far as protein sources are concerned. You mentioned with pork and beef, chicken, also turkey, and there's lamb and sausage, and even fish and some seafood as well. What about the side dishes that are served with Kansas City barbecue?
Well, some of the best side dishes are, of course, going to be the pit beans. So what we'll do with a pit bean is pretty much throw everything in there. So anything that's left over from a brisket or a pork butt, we'll chop it up, and we toss that into the beans. But what we'll do with the beans is, again, we're going to throw a little bit of brown sugar in there. You know, again, Kansas City, here we go. We always mix a little bit of sauce in there. We'll throw a little bit of rub. But more importantly, what I do, and this is always taking it to the next level, is I'll actually smoke those beans. But when I do it, is I'll actually put the beans under my brisket as it smokes. So what's going to happen is that brisket renders those juices, drops down into those beans, and just takes it to a whole nother level.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. Those beans really pop. As you said, you put it, smoke it under the brisket. Man, that's awesome. What about other sides that are served? I noticed that there's also French fries and coleslaw, but what are other sides that are served in addition to the baked beans?
In addition is I do a lot of mac and cheese, a lot of smoked mac and cheese. And it, again, smoking it, slowing it down, putting a little bit of rub on top of it. I'll use my Three Little Pigs Touch of Cherry on top of that mac and cheese. Just takes it, again, to another level. So, you know, you talk about your coleslaws, too. So we'll do a vinegar-based coleslaw out here in Kansas City. But I also have a mustard coleslaw that's fantastic that goes with barbecue. Of course, the fries, you've always got to have a good set of fries to go. And in Kansas City, there's nothing better than Gates barbecue steak fries. I tell you what, I've been born and bred on those things for the last 50 years, and I love them. But again, the sides are just so unique.
Well, I want to stay with coleslaw for a moment. You mentioned normally in Kansas City, people like either the vinegar or the mustard coleslaw. Now, it's interesting because most people like a mayonnaise-based coleslaw. What do you think is it about people in Kansas City that is this a Kansas City-only thing where people love the mustard coleslaw and the vinegar variation of this dish?
No, I think when it comes to the coleslaws, the mustard, the mayonnaise base, the vinegar base is really going to be more of a southern type flavor, as I want to call it. But what I've seen across the country is really nobody's really specific on those different kinds of tastes and coleslaws. I see every one of them everywhere. And it's really positioned to that restaurant and what they want to serve. So some of these restaurants, of course, they want to be different from everybody else. So they'll serve the mustard, and the next one will serve the mayonnaise base. But majority will serve the vinegar base.
Okay, and you mentioned about fries. You mentioned that you grew up on having Gates Barbecue, which is one of the many institutions in Kansas City, and they serve steak fries, the steak fries that they serve. But I wanted to know, are there any other types of fries that you could get with a Kansas City barbecue? Does it have to be steak fries, or do other people like other types of fries?
Oh, no. When it comes to the great thing about fries is it's about originality. But when it comes to the fries, you can also look at another staple of Kansas City is Brian's. So they've got a totally different – they've got a thin fry, but that thin fry, unlike the crispy fry that you'll get at, like, Gates, they're going to have a tendency to be a little softer and a little more greasier. But, again, it's about that flavor. That's what they've known for. I mean, Arthur Bryan is the dude when it comes to true Kansas City barbecue, and he's had those kinds of fries probably for 80 or 90 years. They serve them on some paper. And you can just see the grease in them, but it's about the flavor, and they've got an unbelievable flavor. But what we'll do to the fries up here in Kansas City, what we're going to do to really take them to another level, we'll use some salt, but we're going to use a barbecue rub, some kind of rub. And we'll use like this all-purpose rub or something like that to really give them a little bit more zest.
Okay, there's something new right there. And I want to stay now with what you do at barbecue. You mentioned about spices, and of course you are the owner of a company called Three Little Pigs, which specializes in sauces and seasonings. Just tell the listeners out there what type of sauces and seasonings, and what do your other what other products does your company provide?
Well, first of all, Three Little Pigs rubs and sauces were developed from competition barbecue, over 35 years of competition barbecue. So, you know, as we sort of migrated away from the competition barbecue scene, we had great product lines. So we developed the sauces and the rubs, and unfortunately my parents had passed away, and they were sort of developed in their honor. That's where these come from. The sauce, we started with a competition sauce, and it's a Three Little Pigs comp sauce. Is very, very well known on the competition circuit. That's what a lot of the guys use to win with. And it's a Kansas City-based sauce with a little vinegar hint to it, but it's also got a little sweetness to it. But again, it's not that overly sweet. It's a true Kansas City barbecue sauce. I have a Carolina sauce. I have a mustard sauce. And I have, of course, a spicy chipotle sauce. And all of those are derivatives of the original competition sauce. But what really takes it to the next level are the rubs and the seasonings. So how am I going to be unique from everybody? I have what they call the championship rub. Championship rub just speaks for its name. It's what we won the most with. But again, these rubs, they're not something that you can make at home. These have been developed for 15 to 20 years. I use actual food scientists to help develop these because of the complexity of them. So the championship rub, I have an all-purpose rub. I have a Memphis rub, which is really unique, and that was developed by my dad that has a powdered Worcestershire into it. He saw it one day when he was shopping for spices, and I got to make a rub out of it. And the first time he used that rub, he took third out of 200 contestants at a barbecue contest. So, again, it's a unique rub. I have another unique rub, which is called the Three Little Pigs Touch of Cherry. And the touch of cherry was developed for our pork butts. Gives us that sweetness, gives us that thick crust that we're looking for. And then, of course, we have the Kansas City sweet, and we always got to have a sweet rub to match with the sauces. So, again, there's a real art to doing rubs and sauces.
Sounds all of them sound very delicious right there. I mean, you could take your pick, any one you want. It all seems to be a winner for your barbecue. Before we continue, go transition into the Kansas City Chiefs, I want to ask you, there were regions that we talked about in terms of the variations of the barbecue. We mentioned Texas. We mentioned the Carolinas. We mentioned also the Texas, Carolina. We also mentioned St. Louis. What's the differences in the Memphis-style barbecue?
Great question. Memphis barbecue is a dry barbecue. So what do I mean by dry? Is they don't use sauces. So what they'll do is you'll go to, say, Rendezvous down in Memphis, and what they'll do is you'll get ribs that don't have a sauce. They put a rub on it, then they actually take that rub and they'll grill it. So all you taste is the rub. They don't have sauce at all. The other thing about Memphis is they're whole hog. They're more into cooking the whole hog pieces like we do. We'll do shoulders, we'll do straps, we'll do all kinds of things on the hog. But they'll do that whole hog. They'll cook that whole hog to about 160, 70 degrees. Then they chop every piece of it up, and they'll serve it on buns. So that's the difference between Memphis. They're really that true pit barbecue. That's where you'll get it at Memphis.
Okay, learn something new. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to ask you, as far as cooking is concerned, how long do you smoke your briskets?
I usually smoke my briskets 8 to 10 hours.
Okay. I always thought, so you know, normally I see a lot of barbecue masters or just people that barbecue in general. Normally they smoke their briskets normally longer, for like maybe 14, 16, sometimes 18 hours. Does it really make a difference in terms of the longer cooking time, or does it make much of a difference?
Again, that's another great question. After, you know, 35 years of being in the business and watching everybody cook, the guys who usually take the extravagant long time, the 15 to 25 hours to cook a brisket, usually means they're cooking on something that's really inefficient. So they aren't able to apply the heat like they really need to
when they're doing long-term smokes. Most restaurants cook their briskets between 8 to 10 hours. And with that, we're watching a temperature. We don't watch time. We watch that temperature. Once that brisket pops about 195 in that flat, those points are getting about 210, that's when they come off. Now, I am a true barbecue purist. I foil, app, I don't use paper. I like the way the smoke works with it. And, again, I don't want to really influence it with paper or foil.
Okay, so I want to say, man, I had a question. You would say so much, man. Thank you for the information on that. I want to ask you now, you mentioned about being a barbecue purist. What type of wood do you use? I know some people have their preferences, either cherry or apple, but what type of wood do you like to use when you're doing your barbecuing?
Well, again, I'm a Midwest-driven guy, so we've got a lot of wild cherry around here. Grew up and smoked a lot of wild cherry, but I also enhance with pecan. That pecan is part of the hickory family. It's going to give it a little bit more tartness than the cherry does. So I'm going to get a little more smoke flavor with not overwhelming. I don't want to overwhelm with the smoke. I want the taste of the smoke, not the smoke tasting everything.
That is used in barbecue, and you mentioned that you being from the Midwest, it's cherry and it's pecan. Does it vary in the different regions? Like, I know, does it in the South, do they use a certain type of wood, or on the East Coast or on the West Coast? What are the difference in the variations?
Well, you'll head down into South, into Texas. You still see a lot of mesquite and you see a lot of oak. And they will mix also with pecan, but you'll never see a fruit wood like an apple, a cherry, or a peach or anything like that. Into the Carolinas, you're going to see more of a hickory influence with peach because they've got a lot of peach orchards out there. So you see more hickory. You'll see more of a hickory down south into Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky. They all use more of a hickory influence, where is a Midwest, we're still that cherry and that pecan influence, which, again, hickory is a lot more tartar, and you have a lot heavier smoke flavor with hickory than you do with cherry and pecan.
Okay, thank you for the explanation right there. Now, another part of Kansas City culture is not just barbecue, but also it's sports. We have the Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals. Also, there's Major League Soccer Sporting KC, and, of course, there's the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs. When Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the team in 2017, what were your thoughts when he was drafted by the Chiefs?
Well, you know, I knew he was a gunslinger because, of course, being from our area, we watch a lot of the Big 12, Big 10, Big 12 now. And he was a gunslinger. And we knew of his dad, and his dad was a great athlete too. Of course, he played against us a lot for Milwaukee. He was down in Kansas City quite a bit when they were over in the AL. And, you know, I knew he was something special, but I didn't know he was that special. How's that? And I just want to say thank you, Chicago, for stepping over him. So, I mean, he's you know, and here's sort of our preference in Kansas City. He's a good guy. You know what? He's just a good guy, and his parents have done a wonderful job bringing him up.
Yeah, Patrick seems one of a kind, and everything that he's done, not just for the area of Kansas City, but just in the NFL in general. I want to bring up another quarterback for a moment, Alex Smith. A lot of people speak very highly of Alex Smith during his time in Kansas City. What were some of the things that you took from Alex's time as a quarterback of the Chiefs?
Well, first of all, Alex wasn't that gunslinger like Mahomes. Mahomes, you don't know what he's going to do and when he's going to do it, and that's what makes him so dangerous. I mean, he may sling it between his legs. You don't know. Alex Smith is more that born-bred, pure quarterback to where, you know, he's going to play safe. Mahomes, sometimes I'm like, what the hell are you doing? It worked. Alex Smith is going to be, you know, that 5 to 10 yard dink, you know, whereas you didn't see him go down the field long. But the thing about Alex Smith was people in Kansas City loved him because he helped a lot of the groups around here. He was just, again, a nice guy, and he gracefully bowed out with Pat Mahomes. He helped Pat get started, really gave him a great you know, this is what Kansas City's about. And I think that was a really important part of it, Alex Smith, on how he introduced Patrick Mahomes to Kansas City. But, you know, Alex probably set him down and say, listen, here's what we're about.
Let's stay with the Chiefs for a moment. I know Arrowhead Stadium is, they say it's the loudest stadium, one of the loudest stadiums in the National Football League. I just want to know, Chris, can you tell our listeners just what the atmosphere is like when you're getting ready for a tailgate at Arrowhead and just with the fans and the excitement and just that electricity, just what's it like at Arrowhead?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, people come from all over the Midwest. I go to quite a few games. People come in from Iowa, Minnesota, a lot of people from Nebraska, a lot of people from Colorado, Oklahoma, all the way up from Arkansas. So say we have a 12 o'clock game. They're lining up at the gates at 3 in the morning, popping their tents out, starting to tailgate. They don't care if it's 5 below. They don't care if it's 200 degrees. They don't care if it's raining or snowing. They're out there with their tents getting ready for the game. The buzz is phenomenal in the parking lot. That parking lot will smell like a big barbecue. And everybody helps everybody. We don't care where you're from. A lot of the opposing teams, people will show up, come on into our parties. We serve people from all over the country from the other teams. When you get into that stadium of 80,000 people, first of all, it's a big stadium. The other thing is, it is so loud because people do not sit down. That game, they will stand for the whole game. They will rout. They will pound their feet. It is phenomenal. John Elway hated Kansas City. He could never hear down in the end zone. And we did that on purpose.
Indeed, you guys, as far as I want to stay with the fans of Kansas City for a moment, I would say that how would you say you guys rival with, let's say, the Seattle's 12th man in terms of volume and then just being loud at the stadium?
Well, as you know, we are the loudest. They tried, but we won.
Okay.
We won that battle. And it really comes down to the passion of Kansas City. And what it really comes down to is what Hunt has done with the team to really revive it. I used to go back to the football games back into the 70s. And I tell you what, when I was in high school in the 70s, they would give us free tickets. And there would maybe be 18,000 people there. Now, you can't get in unless you know somebody. But that's really, Andy Reid has done that. Andy Reid has brought that winning complexity back to Kansas City. And it's just, you just have to be here to feel the buzz. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, I've been here 60 years. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And you know, the amazing thing about it, Ed, I was in Australia teaching barbecue classes. People were wanting to know about the Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
You know? Right? Tell me about the Chiefs, you know, and that's in Australia. And so it's worldwide. And, you know, a lot of it's being driven, again, by the excitement. And I think just how the players interact with the public.
It seems like, you know, the Chiefs are really engaged in the community. And like you said, when you were in Australia handling some business and stuff, the NFL's got a huge global reach, and it goes to show you the power of just how sports can transform a lot of different things. But, Chris, man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody real quickly, where can they find you on social media as well as Three Little Pigs, and on social media, any websites that you have, you can promote that as well.
First of all, I'm on social media. I do a little YouTube channel where I teach people how to barbecue, and that's under Chris Marks. Just Google Chris Marks Barbecue YouTube. Again, a lot of simple stuff. My rubs and sauces, there are lots of stores. So, again, Ed, thank you so much. And anytime you want to talk barbecue and football, I'm here for you.
Oh, solid. Thank you so much once again, Chris. And you heard it from him. He is Chris Marks, barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling. And he's the owner of Three Little Pigs Sauces and Seasonings. Chris, thank you so much. One last question before I let you go. What are some of your favorite barbecue dishes that you enjoy eating?
Truthfully, I love beef ribs. And we call it brisket on a stick. I love beef. I mean, you can cook beef ribs, but phenomenal. They're like a brisket. Probably my other is going to be a smoked beef tenderloin. So the whole beef tenderloin, I'll smoke it. And it's just a totally different taste. It will literally melt in your mouth when you smoke a beef tenderloin.
Oh, wow. I love beef ribs, and the beef tenderloin sounds great as well. What side dishes would you have with them?
I'd probably go back to the mac and cheese, and I'd probably half a pan for me and then half a pan for the rest.
Okay, great. So you heard it from him. He's Chris Marks, and again, barbecue expert. Check him out on the internet. Check him out on YouTube and the website as well at three-little-pigs-barbecue.com. Check it out. Check him out and his great products. Chris, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ed.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll be
Bye-bye.
Back with more right after this.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Chris Marks, Three Little Pigs, Ruffin Sauces. Today I'm going to do a quick little video on how to prepare some brisket points. We're going to prepare these points up for two separate things. We're going to do a burn-in, but also at the same time I'm going to create some that I'm going to do burn-in chili with. That point is a great, great cut to cook and smoke. So I'm going to start with a very simple preparation. I'm going to come back with my yellow mustard. I love using the yellow mustard. I'm looking to build a beautiful crust on these guys. Traditional Kansas City burn-ins, you're going to have a beautiful crust. So I'm going to hit both sides with mustards. Now, the important part of it is when I build my crusting, I love that crust. I love a nice, thick crust. So what I'm going to start with is I've got my new Three Little Pigs beef rub. It's a great blend of pepper, garlic, salts. It's going to really make it pop. But more importantly, it's going to help it.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
Leftovers or the DMV
number
97 or house cleaning or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
All right, everybody, once again, a big special thank you to Chris Marks, barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue, smoking, and pit grilling, and the owner of Three Little Pigs Sauces and Seasonings in Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, a big special thank you to Chris for giving us the 411 on not just Kansas City barbecue, but barbecue as a whole. All right, let's head to the East Coast, and when we come back from the break, we have an interview with Dre Andrews, the owner of Dre's Homemade Water Ice and Ice. Your Water Ice, also the City of Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, and much more. Dre is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The Robinson Show.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino. Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown, Shreveport Casino. BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. Save $7 after mail-in rebate, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Limit supply. See store for details.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
If there's anything better than bacon, it's more bacon. Like Smithfield Premium Bacon, a line of flavor-filled bacon made by bacon lovers for bacon lovers. Smoked longer, sliced thicker, and expertly flavored to bring bacon excitement to any bacon fan. From center cut and applewood smoked to sweetly satisfying maple flavor to double the thick, double the smoke. Add a few slices to your burger, on top of your pancakes, or just take the whole plate for yourself. Premium bacon from Smithfield. For the love of meat.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
On the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. Save $7 after mail-in rebate, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Limit supply. See store for details.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. the city of Philadelphia is one of those great, not just American cities, world-class cities where it's known for its culture, its architecture, and of course, the food. When you think of the food and the cuisine of the city of Philadelphia, cheesesteaks, hoagies, soft pretzels, just to name a few, but there's also something that makes Philadelphia unique in its food scene, and it's been around for a long time. It's water ice. Yeah, that frozen treat that people in Philadelphia and all over the Delaware Valley happen to love. I have a gentleman on the program that not only specializes in water ice, but also in southern treats as well. Let's welcome him to the program. He is the owner of an amazing business that specializes in water ice and southern style treats as well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him to the program, Dre Andrews. Hey, Dre, welcome to the program, my friend, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year as well.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we just talk about the city of Philadelphia and water ice and things of that nature, I want to talk about your business, sir, which is Dre's. How long have you been in business?
Yes. We have been in business for 10 years. So on paper, Mother's Day will be 10 years, but that's when we filed the paperwork. So this coming May 7th, will be 10 years old. That's when we eventually started, putting the product on the street. So this, you can look at it as February 14th, it'd be 10 years, or this spring, May, would be 10 years for us.
Awesome. Congratulations, man, on your success as having a successful business and just continue to push through despite the economic challenges and other challenges that come with being an entrepreneur. And, before we get into detail on what you provide for your business, Philadelphia, as I mentioned earlier, it's a city known for many great things, and it's always been an active food scene in so many different cultures, especially in terms of the food. Philadelphia water ice, to those that may not know what Philadelphia is, New Orleans has the snowball. In Hawaii, they mm-hmm. have the shaved ice. And there's a lot mm-hmm. of other cities that have their take on frozen treats. But two-part question, what makes a Philadelphia water ice so unique, and how is it prepared?
Yeah. So the first thing, like you mentioned, other cities like southern cities and states, they might have the shaved ice or snow cones. Ours is made in the batch machine. So Philadelphia water ice, when you hear the word water ice, you know that person's from Philadelphia or they taking something from Philadelphia, taking it to their city. So when you hear water ice, you know it's that person is from Philadelphia and is unique to Philadelphia. No other city or state called this frozen dessert water ice. So it's made in a batch machine. So what separates it from, say, shaved ice or snow cones is whatever ingredients that you're using or fruit or syrups or base or whatever you may call it, is blended in the batch machine and is frozen at the machine that's mixing the product. So what makes my product different than other wood ice companies or manufacturers here in the city is my process. So I'm not going to go through my process, but other cities in the tri-state area, say New Jersey or New York or other places, they may call it ices or Italian ice. Philadelphia, what separates us from those individual or those cities is that ours is smoother, it's sweeter, it's sweeter, but it's also smooth like ice cream. But we don't have, it doesn't have dairy in it. It's cholesterol free and so forth like that. And then, different places, some places like mine, they can also be, vegan friendly. So again, Philadelphia, is similar to what ices or Italian ice, but ours is creamier and sweeter than other cities, throughout the tri-state area.
Solid. I want to stay just with your business, when, again, water ice is like a combat sport in Philadelphia. There's so many different stands, as you mentioned earlier, and they have their take and their recipes on how they do things. You mentioned about the ice and things of that nature. What makes your water ice is different from others in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things is the process plus the ingredients that I use. So I have several flavors. I have flavors. We specialize in fruit flavors. So I have the fruit flavors, and then I have the traditional flavors that adults and kids are familiar with here generationally here in the city. So when I make mine with fruit, so, you know, some people may make theirs, say they make it with fruit or make it with fruit and just throw the pieces of fruit in there. I use the actual fruit. I let it age a certain time. I do certain things to it, other ingredients to it. So my process and the fruits that I use and so forth like that would separate me from my competitors. I don't use artificial flavors. I don't use that red dye this, blue dye that. So when I come up with different flavors monthly or for the year, when you come to my shop and then go to another shop, you can tell it's two different products. You know, who's better, that's up to you, that's relative. If you know, if you go to my stand, if you go to my shop, or you buy something from me wholesale, and you go to another person and say they got Dre's water ice, or they go to, say, a bodega or somebody else's shop, you can tell the difference in quality. You can tell the difference in taste, in as well as other things as well. So nothing that we do is similar to other shops. When it comes to that, we try to make things that's nostalgic and it's rememberable and non-traditional. So when you come to our shop, you know you've been in Dre's compared to somebody else's.
That's amazing. That information that you dropped on us is nothing like organic and natural ingredients. And you really taste the difference between natural and organic as opposed to, you know, the, like you mentioned, artificial flavors and dyes and things of that nature. And I want to say just what you said, that you pride yourself on using fresh fruit. When you're making your product, I know you said you won't go into detail about the process because we don't want to let people know how the sausage is made. But in terms of quality produce and using fresh fruit to make the water ices, do you use produce from Philadelphia alone? Do you go over to the neighboring states like maybe New Jersey, Delaware, or do you go get your produce from other countries? How does it work in terms of getting your food and selecting your produce to make these water ices?
I do get my product locally as well as from neighboring states, as well as other countries. So it depends on what season. So, you know, like, you know, I get some mangoes from Mexico. Sometimes I use the mangoes from Haiti, Peru. So it depends on the different seasons when I'm making it. So some, like you said, it's more of a season. We open seasonally, but we're also sometimes we go down all the way to December. Sometimes and after this year, we're probably going to be open year round, probably take 1 month off. So it depends on what, like I said, we specialize in the fruit flavor. So if I'm coming out with a fruit flavor of water ice, it's in season. So if it's in season somewhere overseas and it's shipped here to the States, I would get it during that time. You know, so sometimes we get stuff from Jersey, we get stuff locally, and sometimes we get stuff, some of our suppliers get stuff shipped in for us. Next year, within the next 18 to 24 months, we're probably going to be getting a lot of stuff shipped directly to us from overseas, depending on the time of the season, because we're looking to open up a 10,000 square foot manufacturing plant. So we're going to be rocking and rolling probably all year round. So if our suppliers don't have what we need at the peak time, we probably go get some stuff from overseas.
Awesome. And let's go into the next topic, just about the flavors we were talking about. Again, you mentioned about priding yourself on using the freshest ingredients, fresh fruit and things of that nature. What flavors are available at Dre's?
So we do water ice as well as ice cream. So for our water ice, you know, since the pandemic, we cut things back just due to the supply chain, increasing costs, and so forth like that. We just stick into like 4 or 5 flavors right now. We switch it up once in a while, but just due to the headache of what, how the country is dealing with the aftermath of COVID, supply chain and staffing, we keep it to 4 or 5 flavors. So we have mango, rainbow, passion fruit, strawberry lemonade, and peach. And sometimes, you know, we switch it up, depends what part of the country in, because we do a lot of festivals. We do festivals up and down the East Coast. This year we're going to go a little bit west as far as Texas. So from East Coast, west is Texas, we're going to, you know, be doing festivals over there. So we may switch it up here and there, depend on what supplies we can get. So sometimes we have problems getting supplies for a certain flavor. So I might, whatever fruit I can get that I can, you know, whip up and master within a couple weeks, we will transition into that. Like I said, probably within the next 18 to 24 months, we're depends how the supply chain look. We want to, you know, go back to some of our old flavors or add some new things to it. But right now, we're just keeping it simple, you know, trying to keep the headaches down and so forth, doing with the issues of staffing. When it comes to our ice cream flavors, we have a southern division. We have sweet potato pie, banana pudding, strawberry shortcake, chocolate chip brownie, peach cobbler, apple crumble pie, peanut butter and jelly. We just come up with crazy non-traditional flavors, as well as things that's nostalgic. You know, peanut butter and jelly, you know, something you may remember coming home after school and grandma or mommy giving you a snack before you start your homework. So we take that and turn that into a ice cream. And we just do things non-traditional. So, for example, our cookie and cream is jet black. No, we blend all our ingredients into the ice cream. So every spoonful is going to taste like a sweet potato pie. You're not going to get some vanilla ice cream on one spoon and the next one you got a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of sweet potato pie, and a little bit of crust. No, every spoonful is going to taste like the actual name of the product that you have in your ice cream. So again, we throw all the cookies, the brand cookies that we use or we bake, we put that in there and come out jet black. You want to taste like ice cream, the traditional style creamy ice cream, but it's also going to taste like that cookie. You won't get that on every spoonful. So when you go to the bottom of your pint of ice cream, you're going to be like, darn, you're not going to be like, darn, there's no more cookies. I'm eating vanilla ice cream or whatever the case may be. That last spoonful is going to taste like the first spoonful. And that's how we, you know, that's our competitive advantage and what separates us from our competitors.
Awesome, man. I love how you said that, man. When you take the spoonful of that sweet potato pie, you're actually eating that. Or like you said, with the cookies and cream, you're getting those cookie bits. You're not just getting a little ice cream. That's what people, you know, yearn for and what people crave. And craving, are there any flavors that people have requested and you're just like, man, it's just not in season or we can't do that right now or it's not going to be popular?
Yes. Be honest with you, we have a cult following. So sometimes, and it's like that with majority of all our flavors. For our water ice, we keep it around 4 or 5 flavors. And of course, they are 4 or 5 popular flavors. So somebody like, darn, I missed that peanut butter and jelly. I'm like, right, give us another month and a half. That's going to come back out around September when kids going, you know, going back to school and so forth like that. And we may come out with something during the, the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, because it's holiday season. And, you know, grandma always makes sweet potato pie or some type of apple pie during the holidays. So we definitely make sure we got it around the fourth quarter as well as the second quarter when you come around to Easter. You know, Easter is usually April. So we definitely make sure we have it around those times that family is gathering. One of the flavors I'm going to try to bring back this summer is my banana water ice. That's something that people are still crying for me to make again. I haven't made that probably since the pandemic. And like I said, I use real bananas. It's not no artificial flavor 12 with this, like, you know, them frozen popsicles you get from the corner store, bananas nobody ever buys. Mm-hmm. Now, this is real banana. You see the seeds that's in the center of a banana. You can tell it's real banana coming to my shop than anybody else. And most shops don't even make banana. You know what I'm saying? But we do, and that's definitely one of our top food flavors that people continue to ask me for.
Awesome, awesome. And, your business, you said you've been in business for about a decade now. And as far as Philadelphia is concerned, people pride themselves on tradition in terms of where they like to eat, where they like to shop, and things of that nature. How is your business becoming a part of Philadelphia culture, just in terms of people not only wanting to get water ice, but also getting the ice cream as well?
Yeah, that's definitely a great question. It's definitely tough. Here in Philadelphia, when it comes to it's a big food town. So outside of, say, Italian or Mexican food or Latin food, whatever the case may be, like you mentioned, the cheesesteak, the pretzel, the hoagies, when it comes to that, those staple foods that we're known for, is very territorial. So if you go to North Philly or the North Side, everybody's going to pick their favorite cheesesteak. 9 out of 10, their favorite cheesesteak or holy spot is going to be from that side of town. You come over to the West Side, West Philly, where I'm from, my favorite is going to be, even though I might like the cheesesteak or hoagie shop or pretzel shop on the other side of town, my first store that I'm going to name is 9 out of 10 is going to be a steak shop that's in West Philly. So everybody always big up the neighborhood or the community that they from. So it's very, very territorial. And we're making our name for ourselves over the last 10 years here in West Philly. Like I said, our shop, we be looking to open, that's going to be on the North Side. So we're looking to branch out and be in all major sections of avenues or corridors in the different sections of the city and make a name for ourselves. It's going to probably take another 2 years to do so because, since the pandemic, we had to pivot a little bit. Due to the pandemic, we made a name for ourselves in the festival market. Like I said, we up and down the East Coast maybe 2 or 3 weekends out of the month. We do major festivals, 40,000 people festival. So we're looking to open up 2 shops within the next year that we're going to own, not lease. We're looking to own and have other stores in other sections of the city now. So we're making what we call a resurging to the market. But we've been holding it down for the last 10 years, and we definitely, when it comes to newspapers or magazines or news or the local news, when they name the top 10 water ice or steak shops here in the city, we always mention within the top 3, top 5 every year. So everybody is starting to, we're starting to be a household name, and we're going to be a household name for many generations to come.
Wow, you guys definitely have a plan in place, man, and congratulations to you and what you're doing with plans going forward to continue to expand your business. And, the city of Philadelphia, just as a whole, very cultural, and we talked about the food and, of course, the architecture and the neighborhoods. And so, a lot of great music comes out of Philadelphia. You've got Patti LaBelle, Gamble and Huff, mm-hmm. Jasmine Sullivan, Meek Mill, of course, Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, The Roots. Have there been any celebrities or any dignitaries that have come and patronized your business?
Yes. So when I started doing festivals, I started with a push cart in my neighborhood. When I was unable to get a bank loan, I had to, put my own money up. And then from there, I went to the Browns Family ShopRite, a local supermarket throughout the city. And I've been getting a lot of support from local artists like Jazzy Jeff. I usually see him every year at the Roots Picnic. He always comes to support me. Who else? Matt Skills from Virginia. He always, when he's at the Roots Picnics, he always show me love. Black Thought, he did a big post for me 2 years in a row. I'll probably start reposting those flicks, Instagram, Throwback Thursday. I'm going to start posting those again. What's the guy from, I think he's Jamaican from New York, curly hair, Special Ed. He shows me love in different cities, DMX, Nori. So all the celebrities that that usually at these festivals or in the city, they always come to support. And like I said, I've made a big name for myself in the music festival circuit. So I'm always doing VIP. I'm always getting a call to do VIP. So people always showing me love due to the just having – oh, Rakim. He was in VIP last year at the Roots Picnic. I posted that on my Instagram. Showed a lot of love to my son. So he took a few pictures with my son. So I'm always getting celebrities show me love for just, you know, being from the tri-state area. They know what ice is or water ice is, and they just, wow, this really tastes like mango. To give you a crazy story, I did a festival, and the girl, she brought a mango water ice, and she wanted her money back. She's like, this tastes like real mangoes. I don't like real mango. I like the artificial. You know what I'm saying? So you know I ain't give her money back.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what customers could, you know, always come back. Celebrities like, oh, my gosh, this is really good. This is fresh. And that's what we pride ourselves on. So sometimes they come just for their word of mouth, and some come from, you know, they remember you. You know, their child, their daughter or son may come to our stand and take it back to the dressing room, and they like it, and they come get one. So, yeah, they showed me a lot of love over the years.
Awesome, man. Sounds like you've definitely have had your work cut out for you, meeting those celebrities and stuff, and, of course, introducing your product to the masses. And when we talk about Philadelphia, we mentioned all of the things with the food and the architecture and the music and sports. Like, Philadelphia is a sports rabid town. It's a city where ride and die for their sports teams. And there's a quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles named Jalen Hurts. Have you had an opportunity to meet Jalen yet?
I have not had the opportunity to meet the young man.
Stay just with Jalen for a moment. I know as far as the last several years, Philadelphia quarterbacks, They've changed around the last several years. Carson Wentz was the quarterback for a minute. He gets hurt. Nick Foles comes in as the quarterback for the Eagles, wins the Super Bowl. Nick is gone, and in comes Jalen Hurts. With Jalen coming to the city and being a part of the Eagles, did you notice anything different with him in terms of his playing style and what he brought to the Eagles?
One of the things that I noticed is his story. Just being an athletic, you know, being Black, African American, we're very athletic individuals. So I know what we were getting on the athletic side. The experience side, he has a great story, you know, going from Alabama. The championship game, getting benched or whatever the case may be, and then going over to another university and doing very well there. So I know he can triumph over adversity. So I know he had that part. So when he came to the Eagles his first year or half of the year when he started, I believe, you know, he didn't do well. I think in the playoffs he did very terrible first round of the playoffs 2 years ago or last season. So I know he was able to bounce back from that. His father is a coach, I believe, in Texas somewhere. So I know he had what it takes to handle adversity and overcome some of the situations that he was dealing with. And you need that here in the city of Philadelphia. We have fans that will build you up today. By the end of the today, they will be screaming at your front door. They love you 1 minute, hate you the next. But we have one of the best fans in the NFL, Jalen Hurts. And I'm walking to Dallas. The whole city going to walk to Dallas with him. They're going to take care of any issues that he have on the streets from walking from here to Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So we have not just the best fans. We have some very, very crazy fans. So when you come to that stadium to support your team, it can be a scary situation for visitors when it comes to coming here to support your local team, for sure.
Wow, that Philadelphia fan base, no matter the sport, is extremely loyal and diehard. Mm-hmm. And I want to stay just once again with Jalen for a moment. The Eagles have had their share of black quarterbacks throughout that organization. Randall Cunningham, mm-hmm. Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and now Jalen Hurts. In your opinion, Dre, what makes Jalen different from those other gentlemen that have put on that Eagle uniform?
Wow, that's an awesome question. His heart in leadership, I think he's very vocal, and I think that's what separate himself from others. I think he's a natural leader. He's a born leader. The other quarterbacks, it seemed like they had to do it because they were, you know, it's usually the captain of the team is usually the quarterback and maybe the center and whoever the star is on defense, the safety or whatever the case, the linebacker, whoever it may is, he would be the captain regardless if he was the quarterback or one of the main stars. He's very in the community and he's very, vocal when it comes to, you know, huddles and getting the team ready for the following week. And I think that comes natural to him. It's not like, oh, the media wants him to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you're automatically a leader because you're the star quarterback. You understand? It could be that person that's on the D-line, the offensive line, whatever the case may be. But I think he's a natural leader. He's local, and he's having, you know, just an awesome year. And he's taking it with stride and poise.
Awesome, yeah, and definitely Jalen is destined to have a long career in the NFL, particularly with the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, Dre, mm-hmm. the Eagles are in the big game. They have a chance to make some noise happen and win another Lombardi. What's your reaction to the Eagles heading back to the big game? And also, most importantly, what's the city like with all this buzz of the Eagles playing in the big one?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's just good for any team or any city that has a team going to the big game. It just brings a lot of unity. It takes away from the violence that's in the city. You know, the news has nothing but negativity. So when a team like the Phillies were going to the World Series, it just brought nothing but money to the city. It brought love to the city. No matter your income, no matter your race, what part of the city you live in, how big your house is, the goal was the common denominator was your city is at the big game and we are all one. You know what I'm saying? That's something that sports do. That's something that music does. It brings people together. It removes the hate. It removes the stress. It removes whatever problem that you're having. So, you know, for the Eagles to go back to the Super Bowl is just great for the city. It brings money again to the city, and it brings a lot of happiness and joy for parents, for kids, and that's what the city needs every year. Probably for the last 3 or 4 years, the murder rate has been increasing by double digits. So this is something that the city needs. It's February. Spring is a month away, month and a half away. The sun is going to bring some joy to the city, and that's going to come right after the Super Bowl, after we win the Super Bowl. And, every urban area definitely needs some smiles upon the people.
Absolutely, man. And the city of Philadelphia is just one of those one-of-a-kind cities, man, and it's been hampered by a lot of problems, but man, hopefully it can be a stepping stone, you know, as you said, financially, and hopefully bring hope to a lot of areas all over the city. And you heard it from him. He's Dre Andrews. He is the founder and he's the owner of Dre's Homemade Water Ice and Ice Cream. Dre, again, thank you so much, my man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they could find you on social media, any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yes. So, again, thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it. You can find us on Instagram at Dre's. That's Dre's Water Ice. That's D-R-E-S as in Sam, Water Ice on Instagram. For Facebook is Dre's Water Ice and Ice Cream. My website, we're going to be doing over within the next month or so, is www.dresicecream.com. And you can follow us. We will be near a city near you very soon. Sure.
Awesome. Before I let you go, I know this is a silly question right here, but I know every city has their vernacular or has their slang, so to speak, or how they address someone, whether it be a compadre, a close buddy, or whatever. John, J-A-W-N, that is quintessential Philadelphia. Can you explain to the listeners what John is and just where did it originate from?
Yeah. Where it originated from, I do not know. But it's definitely what you call it now. And John could be anything. You know, it could be anything. That John was good. Some people, everybody's using the word now. It's very popular. They drawing it out a little bit, overusing the word. But, yeah, if you hear the word John, you definitely know that person is native to Philadelphia. John could be anything. That joint was good. So whatever that person has in their hand, you know what it is. That joint was good. I'm going over, you know, you can use it however you want. But when you hear that word, you definitely know that's a Philly word. It's a Philly term for sure. Joint is definitely a Philly word.
Awesome. And one more time, Dre, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and again, let them know the website.
Yes, Dre's Water Ice, D-R-E-S, Water Ice, on Instagram. Website is dresicecream.com, and we're, you know, this is our 10th year, 10 years in business. We're going on a 20 music festival tour this summer, starting in Miami this coming March. We're going to have some merch coming out for the 10-year anniversary. And just follow us on Instagram, maybe at a festival or a city near you. And if you heard us on this radio station and we had a festival that you at, please approach us. Let us know. We're a very friendly company. We're family-owned and operated. Majority of my staff is family. It's my wife, my brother, my cousins, and some friends that I grew up with over the years. We're a big family. We love to interact with you and conversate with you if you ever run into us. So please follow us. And, you know, if you ever see us, come up to us and say hi.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Dre Andrews. He's the owner and founder of Dre's Water Ice and Ice Cream. Definitely a brother doing big things and continue to expand his business out of the city of brotherly love, and can't forget about the sisterly affection, of course. And Dre, thank you so much, my man. And once again, if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I will definitely be reaching out, and thank you for having me, and I would love to come back.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino. Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Sam's Town, Shreveport Casino.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Sam's Town, Shreveport Casino.
When you stay at a Vrbo, the host doesn't stay with you. Because a vacation home with a stranger sounds a little bit like a horror movie. Only Whole Vacation Homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
It's time to take control of your investing education. TD Ameritrade's fully immersive curriculum includes a wide range of educational resources to match your preferred style of learning. Rated Best in Class Education 2022 by stockbrokers.com. Learn more at tdameritrade.com/education resources.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Chris Marks, barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling, and the owner of Three Little Pigs Sauces and Seasonings in Kansas City, Missouri.
and Dre Andrews, a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a owner of Dre's Homemade Water Ice and Ice Cream. Once again, a big special thank you to Chris and Dre. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
When you stay at a Vrbo, the host doesn't stay with you. Because a vacation home with a stranger sounds a little bit like a horror movie. Only Whole Vacation Homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.